지금 열풍이 한다. 내가 opening the heart and expressing the sentiments of Shuddha. 그리고 this is the natural heart. To be in Vrindavan. In the Anugrahya of Guru Bhagavatam, Sri Guru and Sri Vaishnava, to be arranged, absorbed in Shravana, hearing, and Kirtan, and Smaran, like this. Bhaktmani Veda. Oh my Lord, since I have given my Atma, I have given my soul to you, I have experienced Paramasukha, the greatest happiness. All anxieties, all worries and problems, they have completely evaporated. Everywhere I look in all directions, I see only Ananda, joy. Shoka Bhaya Amrita Adhara. O Krishna, in the service of your lotus feet, there is only Amrita, nectar. There is no lamentation there. There is no fear there. Now, after many, many lifetimes, struggling, fighting always with one problem after another in the environment. Now, I have attained Vishram, rest. Not Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is resting. He is working very hard doing service. But his heart has found peace. Chaitanya Bhagavata boy, I have no fear anymore of death. No fear of material existence at all. It means when one will do Sharanagati, surrender at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, then very easily one can realize I am Atma, I am not this body, and anything of this world cannot touch me. Nainam chindanti shastrani. That soul cannot be cut by any weapon. Can it be burnt by fire? Nothing. Tomara Shamsaya Kalibo Sevana. O Krishna, I live in your house. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a grihastha, did not live in a temple. But he kept his deities there, Radha Madhava. Very soon, my Priya Bandhu, my very dear, dear Shiksha Guru, you will come to Vrindavan in a few days and bring with him Radha Madhava from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own Radha Madhava deities. So you will all have darshan. He kept his Radha Madhava there and told, this house is your house. Everything is yours. I'm only a servant in your house, Krishna. Nahi bhopala ragi, I don't work, and the fruit of my work, I don't want any part of it. I am only endeavoring for your happiness, Krishna. And in my heart, I am always attached to your lotus feet. Whatever difficulties, whatever problems come while I'm serving you, I take that suffering to be the greatest happiness. In service, happiness and distress are equally valuable because both of them destroy the darkness of avidya, ignorance. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is describing the condition of a person who is actually absorbed in seva. Purva itihas bulinu sokala. I cannot remember my previous history. Why? All your memories, who you think you are, you were, or you will be, this is what? Only sanskars, impressions in the chitta, which have collected together to make a dark mass called ahankara, ego. So what happens? Those who are absorbed in bhakti, then jarayati asu jakamsham nirginam analamyata. Their kosh, their subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, everything digested. The subtle body, which gives the material identity, is digested. Just as when you eat food, the food is digested, even though you don't know how it's happening. So one who is engaged in devotional service, there the sukshma sharira, subtle body, is digested by bhakti. And the atma is free. Just like coconut. Coconut has a shell and inside is the flesh of the coconut. But, and so this flesh of the coconut is stuck to the shell. So in the same way, our atma is inside this body but attached through the mind. But when the coconut becomes dry, the flesh of the coconut comes away from the shell, and when you shake it, now it's loose, not attached anymore. So in the same way, when the antakaran is purified, then atma becomes detached from the body and free. Jivan mukta, liberated even while living, still alive. So he's saying, I cannot remember what happened in the past. Why? For the heart is just shining and pure and clean, and all the impressions dissolved. Seva sutta pai mani, my heart is sinking in this happiness. Only thing I remember is this, amito tomar tumito yama. Krishna, I am yours and you are mine. What is the use of anything else? Ki kaja apavadhani. Nothing else is valuable. So Bhaktivinoda Anandudu Vyatamara Sevataye. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sinking down in the ocean of joy. Savachasta kori tava ichamato. Every movement that I make, I do according to your desire, Krishna. Tokyo Tomaragari, while I live as a servant in your house. So this is the spirit of Atmanivedana. Complete surrender. And the previous kirtan? Wow. This is real bhajan. How Narottama Das Thakur, he's feeling separation. Jaya Nilo Premadana Karuna Prajo. Feeling separation from Haino from Kautigirya Atsaryatakur, from Advaita Acharya, who, before the appearance of Mahaprabhu, loudly called Krishna! And Mahaprabhu's throne in the spiritual sky was shaking. And he had to come to this world. By the power of his bhakti, Advaita Acharya, he brought the treasure of divine love to this world. That means he brought Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. Who is so powerful that they can do such a thing? Krishna is only controlled by brain. So how is the brain of Sri Advaita Acharya? Where is he now? Narottama Das Thakur said, I am bereft of his association. Kaha Mohana Swarup. Where is Swarup Damodar Paramarasik, Mahaprabhu's most intimate associate, most beloved of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Oh, where is my Raghunath Das Goswami, who was always rolling on the banks of Radhakund, crying Radhe Radhe. Kotai go prema moi Radhe Radhe, Vishubhanandini Radhe Radhe. Asha baraya ramrita sindhu maya katanchit. Kalo mayati gamitati la sampatami. Tvanchit kripani vidasati nai vakimme. Prana vrajaina chabaroru vakarnapi. O Srimati Radhika, and carrying for a long time the heavy burden of asha, hope, that you will give me just one drop of the endless ocean of the nectar of your seva. But so far in my life, not even one drop has touched me. And now I cannot carry this heavy burden any longer. If you will not sprinkle one drop of your mercy on me just now, today, then what was the use of my years of bhajan? What was the use of my residing in Vrindavan? What is the use of my pran, my life? Oh, you should ask Krishna to give mercy. No! Without your mercy, Srimati Radharani, even I have no need for Krishna. Where is that Raghunath Das Goswami who was absorbed in such sentiments, feeling separation all the time? Srila Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation from Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering his separation. The devotees are crying, oh Raghunath Das Goswami, oh Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, where are you? Oh Mahaprabhu, where I am, break my head on the stone, I will enter into a fire. Where did Gauranga, the ocean of all divine spiritual qualities, where did he suddenly go? This is bhajan. Bhajan is not up. I'm in Vrindavan, but I'm happy as long as I get to fill my belly with prasadam 3 times a day, then everything is good. This is not bhakti. If devotee is really serving and chanting Harinam without offense, this viraha bhava, separation mood, must come. Ha Rupa Goswami, where are you? If someone is feeling separation from Krishna and Radharani, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very good. But we know that it has been said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tidiyanam Samachanam. Out of all the types of Aradhana worship, the worship of Vishnu Tattva of God is best. But even better than the worship of God is the worship of Tadiya Vastu, those who are the very close to Him, His associates, His devotees. Tulsi Devi, Jamuna Devi, Govardhan and so on. This is superior. So in the same way, to feel separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very good. But better to feel separation from the Dhyananda Samajana, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh. The fowl, the fruit of this will be more. Don't think they are persons in a history book. All our Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are here in Vrindavan now. What is the Narottam Das Thakur doing? Aranyaradana, crying in the forest, you know? Aranyaradana is crying in the forest. If you are sad, if you have a problem in your life, then you can go to a lonely place in the forest and cry about it. And what will be the result? Nothing. Because you're crying alone in the forest. No one can hear you and you get no benefit. So, is this what Srila Narottama Thakur is doing? No. If a devotee will call out to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering their qualities, remembering their poetry, remembering their devotion, and cry out to them, they will come. You are not alone in the forest. This is the forest of Vrindavan, transcendental. And you are not alone, all our Goswamis are here. And hearing the sincere cry from the heart of their devotee, they will come and give darshan and bhajan siksha, all things. This is the path of pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, not Bhagavad Arpita Nishkan Karma Yoga. Now we are coming to our Srimad Bhagavatam.
Gurave Gaurachanda Radhikai Tadari Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Yam Prapradantam Upetam Upetam Kritam Kaipayano Garakataya Jhava Bhutaiti Tanmayata Taro Vinayas Tansara Bhuta Yadayam Munimahatasya Shama Sundara Shikanda Shikar Svaraha Samali Manavara Radhikara Shikamama Kikari Virchana Kinkari Kuru Bhaktya
Secondly, I offer my sustained Dhanavakshana.
all sorts of times, the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Nirvigaudiya Guru Parampara, and I offer my pranam to all the seven Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So, it's very mysterious how Sri Krishna, he inspired Uddhava in Mathura, go to Braja, console my parents, Nanda and Yashoda, and give my messages, Mat Sandesha Vimochaya. Free the gopis of Vrindavan who are suffering in my absence by giving my messages. So, Buddha came to Vrindavan. He met with Nanda and Yashoda, we have discussed this. And then how all night he was discussing with Nanda Maharaj the glories of Sri Krishna. And then the next morning he came out from Nanda Bhavan and he remembered his Gayatri mantras. And then he saw a light in the distance shining from the forest and followed that light. And he met with Rajagopis and among them Radhika. And seeing one gopi in complete madness quarreling with a bumblebee about Krishna. When Uddhav saw this gopi, he thought, this must be Radhika. And from far away, he bowed down and gave pranam and sat and listened. Then Radhika, she was quarreling with the bumblebee more and more and more. And finally she fainted in separation. And all the sakis surrounded her, weeping, hi, hi, hey. But prema adike, oh, ananda sadike. But Uddhav came there and taking the garland, Krishna's own garland that Krishna had given him, that was fragrant with the aroma of Krishna's own body, he held it under the nose of Radhika and said, Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming. And Radhika opened her eyes. And Uddhav began to glorify her and all the gopis. And he sat Radhika down and all gopis surrounded him. Then he told them, oh, an intelligent person, they will hear the message and then lament or rejoice afterwards, not first. So why are you coming? All upset, you haven't heard what I have to say. And then he began to narrate the message that Krishna had sent. So, first verse, Kachtuddhava Vrajam Somya Pitruna Pitimaha. We have discussed. And the second verse, Taman Manaskaman Prana. This is the actual meaning of the highest verse of Bhagavad Gita. Manmana Bhagavan Bhakto. This is the example of Manmana. What it means to give your heart completely to me. Uddhav saying, Tha Manmanaska Matmana Madate Chaktadaika Mamevada Ita Prishtam Atmanam Manasagata Ye Chaktaloka Dharamascha Madate Tandribamyaham. Braj gopis are completely absorbed in me. Buddha is telling them, not the message of Krishna, but how Krishna held his hand and encouraged him to come and meet with them. Ye chakta loka dharmascha. Uddhav say, Krishna told Uddhav, previously, secretly, they gave up all dharma. In other words, to the eyes of the world, they pretended that everything was normal. But whenever they had the chance, they would escape from their homes using many tricks and traps and very cleverly covering their tracks so that no one would discover, and secretly they would meet with Krishna and again secretly return. But now, see, Krishna has left Vrindavan, openly they have left all dharma because they are wandering in the forest only. Along the forest on the side of the road along which Krishna travelled and left Vrindavan with Akura. So Krishna said, Dharayatra chikritschena Haya pranam katanchana. What is their condition? They can barely hold their prana inside their body. They are so attached to me. Their prana is about to leave. But atikritschena, dharaya atyatikritschena. With great difficulty, with great endeavor, they try to hold their prana in their body. Why? Pratyak gamana sandesha, because I promised them I will return. So only because Krishna said I will come back, this is the only reason they make the effort to hold the prana inside their body. Otherwise, what is the use of staying alive? What does it mean? Dharyatta de krichchena. It's very difficult for them to stay alive. It means, Krishna is saying, I remember when the first time I went into the forest at night and played my flute, and gopis left everything and met with me at the Bangshivart here. The very first Rasalila. In that Rasalila, all were dancing. We were dancing and singing, but I disappeared. And I hid, and I was watching them. And I saw the condition of their separation. How they're weeping and searching for me everywhere. Jati te yati ba. Feelings of separation. When he just, he's hiding for a moment. How they're talking with him, though he's not there. Oh Krishna, please. Place your lotus feet upon my heart. And then they're hearing. I can't do that, that's sinful. Oh no, you have qualities like Narayan, Pranatakamadan, Papakashanam. If someone bows to Narayan, oh, their pap is finished, how will pap come to you? Your lotus feet take away pap. So what's the problem if you hold your lotus feet on my heart? What? You think our heart is too hard? Too rough? Trinacharanukam Srinuketanam. You are walking bare feet on the rocks and stones all day chasing after the cows. Like this. But I cannot do it. What about your husbands? Oh, what's the problem? Panipanapatam. You danced on the head of Kaliya. So you can also chastise our husbands also. What are you afraid of? Come now. Gopi is in complete madness. He's not there and talking with him and singing. Krishna's watching. And now he's thinking, I disappeared from them for a few moments. What was their condition? So if their condition was like this when I disappeared for only a few moments on the first day that we met, then what is their condition now? I have left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura. How are they feeling now? Yugayitam Ganime Srina Chakshusha Pravrishayitam Yugayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Vihahinami. Hey Govinda, where are you? Whole universe is empty, whole world is empty and meaningless without you. Time is not passing. One moment seems like a thousand years. So in this condition, and somehow or other Krishna is saying, Dariya Chati Krishna, with great difficulty they hold on to their life. Why? Tvatya Gamana Sandesha. Only with the Ashatantu. You know Ashatantu?
Why not?
Have you ever seen a lotus flower? Real lotus flower. Not lilies, actual lotus flower. And if the stem will break, and you open the stem like this, when it breaks, there are some very fine fibers inside. Very, very fine. If you blow, they can break. This is called tantu. Tantu. So Gopi's life is staying in their body, held by this fragile tantu, asha tantu. This hope that Krishna said he will return, so perhaps it's true. So Krishna said, Dharaya Tati Krishna, with great difficulty they hold on to their life. Only by the Ashatantu, the very fragile fiber of the hope that I will come back one day. So Krishna saying, Uddhava telling the gopis, Buddha's telling gopis, Krishna said to me, holding my hand, Pratya Gamana Sandesha Balavyo Me Mad Atmikaha. Balavyo Me. Balavi means, what does Balavi mean? Gopis. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Balavi Jeevana Yadikesha Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Ha Sri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Balabiji Vanaradikesha.
Balabijiva. Krishna is Balabijiva, the life and soul of gopis. Here, Krishna says, Balavome, my Balavi. Madatmika. Madatmika. My gopis, they are my soul. Balavome, Madatmika. What does it mean? Srila Jiva Goswami said, if a man will say, if a Brahmin will say, my Brahmani, what does he mean? Brahmani is feminine for Brahmin. But if you say my Brahmani, it means his wife. So here, Balavome means that though Krishna is in Mathura, though he has received Upanayan Sanskar, the sacred thread, and Diksha, according to the rituals of the Kshatriyas, and Vasudeva and Devaki and everyone is telling that he's Mathurabasi and he's Yadubangsi and he's a warrior, he's not a goat. But when Krishna says Balavome, means he has a goat abhiman. Though he's there, you think, what am I doing here? I'm a cowherd boy. I belong in the forest, wandering bare feet in the forest, playing my flute with the feathers in my hair. Not here in the royal family, in the palace in Mathura. So Balavome means Krishna still has gop abhiman. And he's thinking, gopis are my, not wives by Shastravidhi, but only by the Brajariti, Premaniti, by the rules of love. They don't belong to anyone, they're not married to others. Bhavome Madatmika, Udav, they are my Atma. You know that Krishna is Paramatma, the soul of everyone. Krishna is there in your heart. But gopis are the soul of Krishna. This is what he said. Therefore, to dhyanam samachanam, to worship those who are devotees higher. This is saying, Balavome Madatmika. Madatmika means they are Udav. They are not ordinary. They are not high caste Brahmin, or lower caste Kshatriya, or lower caste Gopas. These Gopis are actually not Gopis. They are what? Madatmika. My Ladini Shakti, the Ananda Shakti, the full potency of God's joy is manifested in so many swarups called Vraja Gopis. And they are the soul of Krishna's soul. Balavome Madatmika. So, if Uddhav had said to Krishna, Krishna, why are you sending me? Why don't you just yourself go? Then Krishna would say, when I was living with them in Vrindavan, their anurag, their ever fresh, ever increasing love for me was growing day by day. Pahile raga nayana bhanga bela anudina poila abadina kela. Radharani said, at first, Krishna looked at me from the corner of his eye, and in this first exchange of glances, the rag, deep attachment came. Pahile means in the beginning, or it can mean before. This love, it seems, it was already there. Only when he looked at me, it came out. Anudina parla, and in a few days it was increased so quickly, it became unlimited, and now it has no end. So as this love increased, Krishna is saying that actually it was becoming more and more difficult to hide from the world. And I was sure that others were starting to notice it, and I felt shame. So because of this shame, that our secret love would be discovered. To avoid this shame, I left Vrindavan and went to Mathura only on the pretext of going to kill Kamsa Maharaj. The real cause was Gopi's anurag. So, don't think, Uddhav, that I am here in Mathura because of the Shatrughan, the enemies. After killing Kamsa, all the warriors, the allies of Kamsa, like Dantavakra, Kaliyavan, now they all want to destroy Krishna and the Yadu dynasty. So he cannot go back to Vrindavan, he has to protect Mathura. Krishna said, don't think this is the reason. This is general. This is external. The real reason is because of my embarrassment. How can I solve this situation? Krishna told Uddhav, one day I was so desperate, I lost my composure. I could not hold my feeling any longer, and I went to Vasudeva and Devaki and I requested them, please allow me to go back to Vrindavan. But they did not give permission. They would not give permission to me. And then I thought, I should not disobey them, this will be inauspicious. But then I thought, perhaps I should ask them to invite Nanda and Yashoda to come and be here with me in Mathura. I thought to ask them, but then they arranged my Upanayan Sanskar. So, when a boy takes his Diksha initiation and receives sacred thread, then this is a very proud moment, and the mother and father, they always want to be there and see the Upanayan of their son. And Mother Yashoda also promised Krishna, when you have your Upanayan Sanskar, then when you go begging, Bhagavati Viksham Dehi, first come to me and I'll fill your cloth with jewels. When Krishna was a little boy, his mother had promised him this. So Krishna told Uddhav, I wanted to ask them if Nanda and Yashoda would come. But then they arranged my Upanayan Sanskar, and when I looked, even at that time they never called my Nanda and Yashoda. Even in those circumstances, Vasudeva and Devaki did not invite Nanda and Yashoda to come to Mathura. So after that, I could not bring myself to ask them. What is, if they will not invite them at the time of my Upanayan, then when will they invite them? So I did not ask them. I could not ask them. And even if somehow or other I will go back, then still the shame which made me leave will still be there. So as of yet, I have not discovered a way to resolve or solve this problem. And that is why, Uddhav, that is why I am sending you Gatscha Uddhava Vrajam Saumya Pitro Na Pratimava. That's why I'm sending you, Uddhav. So Krishna had told Uddhav. Uddhav is not telling this to Gopis, but Krishna told him. Said, Uddhav, you take these messages I have written, and you sit among the Gopis and show them. But I want you yourself, you read it out to them. Why? Srila Jiva Goswami, he said, because the gopis' eyes will be so overflowing with tears, they will be unable to read. So you personally read it to them.
And our Prabhupada, he said, another very sweet thing, he said, because when Krishna was writing this message, he was himself so overwhelmed with love for gopis, his hand was trembling. And so the writing was almost illegible. So Uddhav, Shisho Brihaspate Sakshat Uddhavo Bodhisattama, being very clever and the direct disciple of Brihaspati, he would be able to read what Krishna has written. And Krishna told Uddhav, read each message again, not one time, again and again. So then, Uddhav, sitting with Radhika and Braj Gopis there in Uddhav Giri, he said, "Hey Braj Sundari, oh beautiful Gopis of Braj, listen to the message of Sri Krishna." Sri Krishna said, "Listen, this is to you. There's nothing interesting happening in the universe. Avikshepena satatyam. To be absorbed constantly without distraction. This is nishtha. If one will do sravana with nishtha, nishtha hoil upajay premerataranga. Then love will rise in your heart." Krishna said, "I am the Atma of all. So, my dear gopis, you are never separated from me. At any moment." Gopis heard, "What? I am the Atma of all, so you are never separated from me at any moment." It's certain that he's instructing us in the Brahma Jnana, knowledge of Brahman, the impersonal light which is pervading all things. Because he's in Brahma Bhav himself. Krishna is saying, "I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. So I am everywhere, in everything. Who can be separated from me?" So Krishna is in Brahma Bhav and he considers himself Brahma. Gopis are thinking, what's the prayojan? What is the point? What is the purpose of hearing such an undesirable subject matter? We are not the Brahma Upasikas. We don't meditate on Brahman.
Everything is one.
We don't hear that Brahma Upasakas. Why is he telling us this? We are Virahakatara. Virahakatara. We are tortured by the separation from Sri Krishna. Our only desire is Milan, Samyog, to meet with him. You see, in this world, if anyone is suffering, then any sage or rishi can say, "Why are you lamenting? You are moha, you are in illusion. Remember, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is spiritual." Yeah? And in this way, by the Brahma Jnana, they can remove the suffering of that person. Arjuna was crying before the battle of Kurukshetra.
Krishna said, oh, there is no birth and there is no death. No one will die today. Because everyone is spiritual. To take away his sorrow. So Krishna has written a letter to gopis to take away their sorrow. And they're waiting to hear, and I am Atma of all things. We are always together. What is this? We are not the Brahma Upasikas. So when Uddhav said this, Gopi said, Uddhav, is there something else in this letter? With neglect? With avagya? With neglect? Gopi said, that's it, okay. Is this, did he write something else? So then Uddhav, now remember, Krishna told Uddhav what? Tell my message, but repeat it. So Gopi said, is there something else? Again Uddhav said, there is no possibility of separation from me, because I am Sarvatma, the soul of all things. So then, Krishna wanted gopis to hear it. And understand his good artha. His good artha. This is not Brahmagyan. There's some secret in this. So this is why Krishna told Uddhav, repeat it again and again. And each time gopis will hear it, they'll realize it in a different way. So the second time Uddhav repeated the message. Gopi said, so he's repeating the same words. There must be some hidden meaning inside it. Because I am present in all padartha, in all substances, therefore there is no separation from me. Just like a clay pot. A clay pot is made of clay. Can the clay pot ever be separated from the clay? No, because it's made of clay. So all things are made of what? Supreme Lord Himself, by His inconceivable potency, has become everything. Shakti Shakti Matayo Abhed. He is non different from His potency. So, Krishna is saying, because I am present in all things, there is no separation from me. I remain visible to everyone's eyes in Mathura. And only because of that, you are thinking that we are separated. But actually, I remain in Braj. Because each moment when you remember me, and you see me in your heart. So this spurti, this meeting with me in a spurti, this is actual samyog. This is actual meeting. So gopis heard. Uddhav, he said, did he write something else? Again Uddhav repeated the same words. And gopis went into deep bhava. So what they realized, we'll explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanande Gratrachi Bhagavaki.
This Prem Prayojan Prabhu ki.
All those who are